You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to this episode of Good Influences. I'm your host, Matt King, with my co-host here, Mike Shepard, Carly Incontro, and Aaron Guilfoy. Welcome back. As we are, as you know, we are finishing the year. In this episode, we're going to do some yays and some nays of 2024. The stuff that was a bore and the stuff that we want more.
Hey.
Did you write that?
No, I just came up with
the stuff that we want more.
I'm an MC now, y'all. I'm going to go enter a rap battle
Matt
right
after
this. Matt
has cue cards behind the camera.
No,
that's the only way that happened. Yeah, there were so many like trends, just so many things happened.
Yes, a lot. It was a really big year.
This is the last day of the year, which is
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
So if you time out this episode at just the right time, make sure to put this on at your New Year's party. We're going to do a countdown at the end.
Could you imagine we figure it out?
We have no streamers, no fireworks, nothing. But if you are that person who just wants to watch Good Influences as a way to finish your year,
I know that also we're 3 weeks behind, but it is... Did you guys see the Caffeination Station shout-out that we got?
Yes! Yes! Oh, my gosh! I totally...
Wait,
we got a shout out yesterday.
Me? What's Caffeination?
Wait, from Caffeination Station?
So basically,
stop.
So,
okay, well, I'll explain.
Do you know Caffeination Station?
We mentioned it at this point, it's like a month old, so sorry for the listeners. But a lot of our comments on the most recent episode for us in this period, all the comments were like, got here from Jess from Caffeination Station. Love Caffeination Station. Thanks to Jess for sending me here. So, you two mentioned her on the last episode.
Yes.
And then, I think I was dissociating.
Yeah, must be.
I think we were not on,
yeah,
on
like,
it.
I don't know what that is.
She's like the woman who works in the...
She works in a...
Caffeination station. It's like Red Bull with like flavors.
It's a
and
shack
like
out in like the middle of nowhere in Canada. I think it's really kind of like...
She live streams it on TikTok.
We gotta go.
I know. She live streams it on TikTok. So she's always just like, hello.
Patreon. Like, 2025.
I have looked up where the caffeination station is, thinking it would be possible to like make a trip to Canada and go there. It is not near any big city.
Oh, really? It's at least like three
well,
flights.
Well, we can just take a PJ.
Oh, yeah. There we go. But yes, shout out to Jess from the Caffeination Station.
I need to know what you're saying.
Well, so all of our comments, like almost 100 comments, Caffeination Station. And I was like, is something happening in the algorithm?
On
like,
YouTube?
On
or
our
TikTok?
YouTube. Okay. On our YouTube episode,
okay,
where this was brought up for maybe like 10 seconds.
Okay.
And I was like, what is going on here? So this morning I Googled Caffeination Station and I found an Instagram and then. Nothing on her post, but then she had an Instagram story following up from a previous story, and I sent it to all you guys this morning. Basically, her Instagram story was saying, yeah, why don't you play it into the mic?
This morning, I woke up bright and early at 4 a.m., and as Chris was peeling one of my eyelids open, I felt a little feeling inside you guys. Maybe it was a scent of something I got. I could just tell, like any good content creator, that my relevancy online was slightly increased over yesterday. And I thought to myself, what could that feeling be? My dad had sent a text to Chris and I, said, skip to 47 minutes.
And
I'll
it's a picture of
time.
Our podcast.
She works at like
her
a,
dad?
Yeah.
One of those like Red Bull syrup coffee places.
Oh, yeah, the Caffeination Station.
Yeah. And sure enough, it was someone talking about me on their podcast.
She's
I thought,
so cute.
A really
I know.
Fun challenge for today to unlock our next layer of Christmas. Would be for us all to get to know them today.
How nice
I
is that?
I just need 100 people to go to any of the Good Influences socials and leave a station
what?
Message. Did we make our goal of 100 comments to unlock the next layer of Christmas?
Wow.
Yeah. Wait,
Wait, she's so cute.
I know. Was she doing it at her caffeination station?
Yes. Yes. She wrote, you know how she has her dry erase board where it's always in the background.
Does it say good influences?
Yeah, it was a go 100 comments for good influences.
Oh, that's drink so cute. That.
Drink of the day, Rango Tango.
We need her on the show because so, I have so many questions.
If you guys are listening, go give caffeination station some love.
Yeah, let's get it to 100 comments.
Yes, go over and so let her know you're from good influences. And let's
Who's
make
this? Her
husband,
I
boyfriend?
I think it is her husband or her boyfriend.
Maybe he's saying some stuff.
I think they do live together because sometimes they talk about their cats and stuff, and he's usually in the background. But she's so good at, like, what's the word? Like, fostering a community.
Yeah.
People send in their stickers from wherever they are in the world. She has a huge,
Should
like,
I send her an
Emonite
sticker?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, oh my gosh, she would love it.
Totally.
Or I could give it to her in person.
Unless she's like, what is this grave? Like, she doesn't know what Emonite
British
is.
British Columbia, it says, Canada.
That is so nice. She, like, posted that on her story.
I know.
Stuff. I thought it was, so like, cute. She just kind of saw people commenting on the stream and just wrote it. Cause
yeah, like, her dad saw it?
Yeah.
Is her dad a fan?
I guess. I don't...
What should we call our listeners?
Oh.
Goody babies.
Good babies?
Goody.
The goodly influenced. I don't know.
Good.
But it's not. Okay, so maybe one of our yays for 2024 is new alliances with new friends.
Yeah, new alliances with positive people on TikTok.
Yes, positive online.
Well, Matt has had a really good year with this because he met Kartnarks.
Yes.
And he got a shout out.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You met Kartnarks this year?
Was it this year? I feel like it was last year.
Oh, was it?
I can't remember. It's tough to say.
Did you guys see? Oh, I think I sent it to you, but someone pulled a gun on him.
Yes.
Crazy.
I think that happened.
Like, honestly, it's about time. Like,
oh my God, her hair used to be so short. Sorry.
Yeah.
Aaron's like going through her
Instagram. It's the Caffeination Station rewatch pod.
She's just so sweet.
I wish it was like in an accessible place. That'd be so fun to like surprise her.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if she like knows what we look like.
If it's in,
you know what I mean?
British Columbia. Isn't that Vancouver? I think it's on the
it
west
is
coast.
British Columbia.
So it's not like we need to go to Toronto on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
We could just take a bus.
A little,
we have to drive for like 5 hours.
It,
to get
it looked a little far.
We
Come
can take
on,
a bus.
It would be fun though.
Let's take a bus.
That would be fun.
Directions.
We could
Let's see.
Film it, post it on a Patreon.
Yeah, I'm down. Have you like spent much time in Canada?
I've never been.
I've never been either.
Yeah, I've only been like Vancouver for like a couple hours.
I've been to the
airport.
Dam.
The Hoover Dam?
The
Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
Oh, but you went.
I
want to
go so bad.
The Canada side, I think, is the better side of Niagara Falls because they have a better view of the falls.
Okay, it's far from Vancouver. I feel like we'd have to like fly into Alberta.
Oof.
Okay.
See, yeah, but then it seems like it's far from Alberta.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I've looked at the routes to get to the caffeination station.
We're gonna do it.
And I just hopefully it's like in a beautiful scenic area. I think it is, but I know I remember trying to like. Think if I did a Canada trip, could I convince Patricia that we have to drive hours
to the caffeination station?
To the caffeination
station. Like, we're going
to
go somewhere really fun.
I feel like that'd be so fun.
I've been to Canada like 3 or 4 times. It is pretty sick.
Have you done like Banff?
No, I haven't done. I've been to Toronto.
Badass motherfucker. Yeah,
Banff looks gorgeous.
It's like a snowboarding, skiing town,
stunning.
Right?
But, like they have that really beautiful like blue looking lake.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know,
would
but
love
I
love to do that. I would like to go to the Stampede too in Calgary.
What's the Stampede?
Oh, like, the festival?
Yeah,
me
it's
too.
Like a festival, big horse show,
it's like a
rodeo,
weeks long thing.
It's like the like
I want to do that so bad.
Yeah,
I
it's like
to go
a livestock Coachella.
I think like Creed or someone performed last
Wait,
year.
Wait,
because we were like talking about like maybe going.
The Stampede, it happens in Calgary, Alberta. Is Calgary
Stampede of what?
Alberta's like a state and like Calgary's the town or is
They have provinces.
Well, Canada's now a state. So
Oh yeah.
Come again?
No, Trump was like, "Actually, I think Trudeau should be governor of Canada and Canada should become a state."
Whoa. Which would
like,
be
said,
I'll take
that.
The free healthcare.
Yeah, I know. I'm like not? If we get free healthcare, sure.
But anyway,
5 hours.
Are you still looking up the route, Aaron?
Five and a half hours from Caffeination Station to Alberta.
See, that's like
that's
a five
crazy.
And a half hour drive.
Yeah, and then from Vancouver, a quick 13 hours, 25 minutes.
Oh my God,
yeah,
drive?
If I got in front of a computer, I'm sure I could figure it out.
I feel like there's a city we're not thinking of that's actually probably like a
closer.
Decent spot to go.
Well, I Googled
into.
Like
we need a sponsor
airport.
To get us there.
Oh.
We need a sponsor, Awala.
I'm in touch with Red Bull. Does she do a lot of Red Bull there?
Yeah, I think
yes, that's like
Red
her thing.
Bull and Monster are like usually her go-to energy drinks yes. when she's making her caffeination.
Red Bull's like, no, because she uses Monster.
Red Bull is all about doing stuff. Maybe I can pitch something for Red Bull.
Maybe they'll take us in one of their helicopters and do some dives.
I don't want to flip there. Around. I just want to get there safely.
I've always just wanted to go to those little like fun exhibitions that Red Bull does where it's like people make their like little carts and they go down like the little route
the log
hay bales
where they fly off the
then there's the ones where they fly off the platform and yes. then there's the ones where they go down like it's almost like a soapbox derby and they have to like navigate through the hay bales and stuff.
What's the one where they go off the dock into the water? What's that called?
I don't know the name of it. I think it has kind of a European name.
It's like every log time I see flume it, or something.
Log flume, I think of like a log ride.
But what's the point of that? Do they just try and see you can get the farthest?
Yes, they do. But
do you
it's also
what we're talking about?
It's
no.
also
Gnar.
Just it's also just for fun and I believe for charity as well.
Interesting.
I can't stop thinking about James Kennedy. That's my first nay.
Oh,
that's
do you want to tell the people what just happened?
Well, James Kennedy, breaking news, was just arrested for domestic violence. So that's a big nay.
Which
I'm sure by the time you guys listen to this, some stuff.
Is this Vanderpump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which is crazy because I feel like he was so beloved the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
Is he related to Robert F?
No.
Oh.
Kennedy. Yeah, he's a Kennedy.
I can't stop thinking about it. I guess another nay for me would be Vanderpump Rules reboot.
Which That's did not happen.
No, it is happening.
But with an all new cast.
Yes.
Which Good doesn't job. Really.
Oh, it's going to be like, crazy. I feel like it's going to be like The Hills when like The Hills rebooted, but
it's not
they
good.
Focused on just a bunch of new people, and
That's
it kind
it
of
is,
fizzled
yeah.
out. So, weren't we in an episode of The Hills, you and I?
I don't remember.
I thought you and me were at a club
I know
one time.
Were
it was like a
and
staged,
they were filming.
It was a staged thing. Like
The Hills?
Yeah, well, we went to Hyde, and they were filming at Hyde, but I don't remember. Yeah.
It wasn't Hyde. It was a different club.
I was definitely.
Oh, I was with Todd.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Parents like, I don't know what
I have
was.
No idea.
And
I'm just, you know, in so many reality shows as an extra.
Vanderpump.
You guys should just make an emo night reality show and pitch that to Bravo.
You know, you want to hear something funny?
I would love to.
Back in 2015, they were working with somebody who was like, let's make a reality show. And then they asked Carly and I to be their fake girlfriends.
Who was?
TJ and Morgan.
To be their fake
Which at
girlfriends?
The time it was like, you guys were kind of dating, right?
But you were going to date TJ and you were going to date Morgan.
No,
yeah, to
was
keep
with
it.
TJ and Morgan and Carly.
Yeah. And like,
but
Morgan,
the show never wound up happening.
Yeah.
I think
but how
like,
funny would
no,
that
no,
be?
No. Yeah. Would have been funny.
And me acting. Hello, boyfriend.
It's got to be so sick to do it because it's like you're just vlogging but doing none of the work. You
yeah, but
film,
but the way they edit
editing.
You can be bad, and then it's like
bam, 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 when you're
just
like
a bad music,
doing
or just
nothing.
Like making you edit like you did something really crazy and you didn't. I don't know.
Yeah,
everyone's always complaining. Oh, I got such a bad edit, which I believe they gotta make they gotta make stuff good for TV.
My friend Pauly, Pauly Calafiore was on Big Brother, next door neighbor in college, nicest fucking kid you'll ever meet. Soccer player, handsome guy, one of my best friends all throughout college. Then he went on Big Brother, and now he's like the most hated guy on the show.
Well, damn. To be fair, they do 24-hour live streams on that show.
I know. Well, so other people have been like, well, you can't. And I'm just like, dude, he's a nice guy. I think that he's getting a bad edit.
24-hour live stream doesn't lie.
No editing there. Yeah. Live.
I don't know who that man is, so I can't.
What was the movie you saw?
The movie that
it
I just saw. It
oh,
ends
it
with
ends
the
with
us.
Yay
the
or Blake, nay?
Well, I think the nay of the year for this celebrity in particular, Blake Lively. That was just such a huge flop with her press tour of
like,
that.
Of her
she
hair
was
product?
Out of touch.
She was out of touch, especially a movie that was so deeply focused on like domestic violence, and she just went around being like, just wear your florals and go enjoy the movie. And everyone just picked apart her like in interviews and all the cringy things she said. I watched the
I
movie.
Feel like
I gave
never
it...
got on the hate train with that. I was
with
just
what?
Like, I don't like this, isn't that big of a deal to me.
When I
saw it happening, and I was just like, that's
I was trying to look through like big moments too. And it seems like when you live on the internet every day is like, oh my God, this is gonna change. Like,
I know,
just Trump. There was two assassination attempts. Nobody cares.
That was a nay that they failed.
Oh yeah. When you aim for the devil,
it's just sure you don't like lose. Everything that
Where
happens.
Where was Luigi?
Okay.
Luigi.
Careful now, Aaron.
I'm only kidding.
Yes, this is a joke where there's a comedy podcast.
Even though Luigi's probably somewhere else by now.
By now.
You see, knows? Luigi's Mansion was like trending on Twitter.
Iconic. The memes are unbelievable. Iconic.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Yeah, but
I love that they keep getting like new photos of the guy. Like he's just in jail. The security guards are like, pose again, pose again. He's just like okay.
Different outfits. He's got an orange, a blue, a tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of outfit changes.
But yeah,
as you were saying.
In this like new like there were, I feel like there wasn't that many actual big events this year. Obviously the election was big, but it's all these like internet things that are big for like 2 weeks and then we move on.
The Olympics was pretty big.
Yeah.
That was a big yay. Yes.
That was a yay for
me
too.
I loved the content we got. The internet's just so funny now when like funny stuff happens.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
I feel like we got a lot of good memes this year.
Yeah. Ray Gun, iconic. Yeah.
Oh, I have her on my list.
Got to watch Simone Biles. I loved the Olympics.
And the opening ceremony was so great.
With that death metal band playing in the castle.
The Marie Antoinette.
Yes.
Big yay.
The Olympics was a very big yay.
I would say it was probably a big nay for the athletes because it was so hot in France.
Well, for the Christians.
In their living conditions. Yeah.
For the Christians, it was
depends
big
on who you ask.
Yeah. Or the MAGAs is probably an A.
Yeah, and like the living conditions
evil.
At the Olympic
Village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people were like sleeping in parks and stuff.
That's
and like not.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, there was no air conditioning, so they just slept outside.
Yeah.
It is so nice we like live in a time with watching the Olympics, how we can access it like whenever we want, like through Peacock and this is not an ad, but like watch whatever we
it
want. Back then you just had to like tune around the TV and just watch whatever they were covering in that exact
Honey,
moment.
Honey, set the alarm for 3:45 AM because fencing is on.
But then there's like a part where like I kinda do hate it because like you don't get exposed to the events that you may normally wouldn't watch.
Well, you could still watch it like a normie.
You could, but I know, but like
if you're forced to watch, like, all right, we're watching the Olympics, it's 10 a.m. on a Saturday, I guess we're watching equestrian dance. Like,
but you can do that still.
You still can, I guess, to watch the live streams.
Yeah, I mean, it's like on cable.
You could still pick it, I know. So there's like, I don't know, there's a good and a bad to it, but...
Wait, did you like the movie, though?
Did I like it ends with us? No, but I gave it like a 2.5 stars.
I'm Aaron and I saw it in theaters, and I was like, I have no idea if I like it or not because I read the book. So I'm like, I don't know if I saw this without the book, if I would love it, or if I'd be like, this is corny as fuck.
Honestly,
like,
a plot twist. Or like,
what was the plot twist?
For the beginning, I kept thinking like the homeless guy was like going to be the domestic
Atlas?
Abuser.
Oh,
and then
funny.
The new guy
homeless
was going
to
be.
Unhoused.
Isn't he home? Oh, sorry. Unhoused.
Temporary. Unhoused. I'm kidding.
But I was like, oh,
is that
this
the new
guy.
Thing?
I don't know. I heard it was really funny. I heard Whitney Cummings talking about it. She's like, I don't think the term temporarily unhoused is good because I feel like even the homeless people are like, this isn't temporary.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta like help us.
I think it's more like a pro solution kind of phrasing to it.
No,
like,
of
it
course.
Gets people to think.
No,
on,
it
like,
is.
But
it
then
is.
Do something.
But it's just like if I was like on the streets and someone's like temporarily, I'd be like, temporary where?
You know what I mean? Where? But I mean, it was all right. I think Jenny Slate was the best part of the movie.
She was great.
Yeah, she's a total
in Atlas.
Gem.
I feel so bad for Jenny Slate.
How?
Why?
She got her big break. She was on SNL, and
I watched that episode
live.
Yes.
And it's like she like flubbed the line, right? And
she said fuck on like, live
she said,
on SNL. And
yes.
It was like,
she goes, and I fucking love you for that.
Right. And it was her first episode, right?
Yeah.
And then I think she's had a pretty good career since then, Marcella.
Yeah.
Right.
Michelle,
so why feel bad for her?
Well,
I think it was actually like, yes, it sucked for her
at
that
moment.
But she's had so much massive success. I think even more success than she would have had if she stayed on SNL.
Which it's tough to say. I just like, but there was a period of time, I would say probably like 5 years or so after that, where she was like, she hosted some YouTube thing. I watched and it was with Norm Macdonald, and you could just tell she was really trying to like, okay, we're going to try. And she would read the things line for line, and Norm Macdonald would just go off the rails. And there was just, I don't know, when you like have a big moment where you get a moment and then you kind of fuck up, it's just like, ugh, I feel bad because it's just an honest mistake. And are we going to ruin this girl's career because she accidentally said one syllable one time?
Isn't that kind
of
the
rules?
But we
didn't ruin her career.
Yeah.
She's
I
thriving.
Mean, we didn't, but yeah, I don't know.
To be fair, I didn't even know about that.
I remember it was like bad in the moment. People were like,
sure.
Ooh. and I don't think, like, no one knew who she was at the time, so it was just like this new girl on SNL.
She's a shell now.
And then since she does Marcel the Shell with shoes on, it makes that a little viral, you know, short when that ends up becoming an A24 film, and as well being on like Parks and Rec and
I guess she had a
success
good...
in Landline, the movie Gifted with Chris Evans. I love that movie.
It ends with us.
She's been doing a lot then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tons of stuff. Oh my gosh. Jenny Slate. Yeah. She just put out a book as well.
And she's just like living a little quaint life in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she's
cute.
The best laugh. That's just, I don't know. She's always in for the giggle.
I love her.
Well, I have TikTok question mark because will it go away?
Not by the 19th.
Okay.
Say the 19th is the deadline for them to make a decision in the Senate.
Of
but,
what?
Whether to ban TikTok.
December? No, I know. Yeah. 19th
January.
Of December?
Okay.
But the Biden administration can't extend that for a few more months. But because that's the whole thing, January 19th, that is the day before Trump takes office. Mm-hmm. And then Trump can also delay that as well. So if the Supreme Court... I don't know. It all comes down to the Supreme Court. But 19th is this deadline for an extension.
Yeah, the Supreme Court can extend it for 3 months, right?
Yes.
They can either see it or not see it. And if they are like, we don't care about this, then it's going to get banned.
But the deal is that TikTok has to sell off the American side of the business, and so that America owns that side of the TikTok.
But the guy doesn't want to.
Well, yeah, they don't want to. And also, even though they get the business, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will get the algorithm. And the algorithm is the juice and the crux, the vibe, and the flow of why TikTok does so well, why we are so entertained by it.
So either way, it would be like, if it gets taken away, that sucks. But also if it sells, it would suck because it would kind of become a different app.
Right, yes. It would become a different app.
Damn,
yes.
That's sorry. Like,
it's not sad. A good situation either way. Unless just nothing happens.
Just share the code.
Yeah, share the code.
Share the code.
Just like, get over it.
Well, somebody was like, Trump's going to fight to keep it. I'm like,
they asked him like what he thought about TikTok, but he just made it into just like, I love the youth. The youth did really well.
Well, he also said, I've come to learn that I'm a big star on TikTok.
Yeah, that's why he likes it.
We're
going
to keep it. Yeah.
And he doesn't like Mark Zuckerberg. And because if TikTok goes away, that means that Meta, Instagram, Reels, all of that, that's going to benefit them as being like the go-to platform of controlling everyone's eyeballs and entertainment and news. So
I hope it does not get banned. I would push to, and I even think let China have it. Like, let's have a little competition. Maybe make your shit better and force people to do.
Okay, why are we shitting on this guy? He's a great app.
Who?
Guy in China.
Oh, it's not a guy.
Who was that guy who talked in front of everybody?
Well, this is also a thing. Like, he's from Singapore, which is different from China. And when he was grilled under like Congress, they were trying to make the claim that he was working for the Chinese government. He's like, no, I'm Singaporean.
Like, I'm
like, maybe I'll apply for American citizenship, but China also says that they have laws in place, whatever. It's a very complicated thing. Like, it's not, there is no like right answer here, but I would say don't, like, the fact that China has all this data is a little concerning. Because, like, what they could do, for example, is there was someone who was leaking information about TikTok to a journalist, and TikTok has all of your location data at all times. And so what they tried to do is like use all of their data, and then this woman who is the writer also had TikTok on her phone, and they were cross-referencing anytime like she went to a Starbucks to see if there were any of their employees there based on the IP address, and they could see which employee was maybe giving her like leaked information. And that's a foreign government that has access to like do crazy shit that we can't understand.
It is a little scary.
And they have all of our face information, all of our voice information. So, like, I get that side of it. But the other side, it's like...
Just ban it then. Whatever.
I just want to know who on the Supreme Court has TikTok.
None of them do.
You don't think one person has TikTok?
Dude, did you see... Like, these people don't even know how the internet works. They're like, so if I have a router in my house, is that like... Am I connected to the internet? Or
the
like, do you...
Is the government spying on me?
Yeah. How old is Sotomayor?
She's like, dude, 77. She's connected.
Really? I thought she was like in her 60s.
No, she also like has to travel with a nurse or somebody, and like she's plugged in at all times. Like, she should have retired.
She needs to be in Congress.
That is
so dumb and so out of touch.
That is my favorite comment when you see like an old old like motherfucker, and they're just like, deathbed. And at the top comment is, get this man in Congress immediately. That is a joke I laugh at every time.
I guess that for TikTok, would we, the TikTok ban, would we say yay or nay?
I would say don't know. Ban it.
I mean, I don't want it to be banned, but I think it'd be probably good for all of us if it was.
I think I would say yay.
Because we survived Vine, we're like, all right, we're used to it. We survived the depression. We moved on.
But Vine was like less... Like, TikTok is so much different than Vine.
But what if, like, society, everyone became nicer?
Yeah, I mean...
You mean TikTok's making us worse?
Yes. I think it just gives you way more access than you normally would.
But Reels is the same thing. Like, what's...
Gen Z's not using it like that.
I feel like there's more of, like, an active, ongoing dialogue on TikTok when Reels is just, like... You never see, like, a follow-up comment, Reel post of,
It's like
continuing
TikTok is
a conversation about a thing that's happening.
I think I'll go through heartbreak. I think I will.
Like, Alex Earle. How many times does she post on TikTok a day? She's so accessible. Like, everyone knows everyone's every move. They think they know people. They have...
I agree. I love TikTok. I think it's great.
The biggest fear I have is...
No, I'm saying that if it were taken away, people would feel like they have less access. Because you're not going to know everyone's every move.
I just... All my collections, everything... I've saved a whole mood board for my entire life.
You can download it.
Yeah,
like
download all those... Download every single
man,
video.
I'm going to need a whole, like, hard drive to save every TikTok that I've saved that I just, like, need to reference in the future.
Take it away.
Don't say it. I don't know. Who knows? Next, what's the next thing?
Well, I also love Blue Sky. Shout out to Blue Sky. Fuck Twitter. Fuck X. Get off of there.
Blue Sky?
It's the new Twitter.
I love
for libtards. Blue Sky, just another echo chamber.
No, it's so much. It's all
Blue
just like.
Blue Sky?
Yes.
I have it, but I don't.
It looks pretty clean.
It's basically like an exact replica of Twitter, but it's everything Elon could or should have done with Twitter, but didn't do. It's open source. You can like port all your followers to a different app if you want to.
Is it funny though?
Yeah, there's funny people on there. It's a little more.
Okay, but what do you mean funny people?
The memes are not as hot yet, but that's what we need to do. We need to get all the funny people and everybody over because when I go on...
That's the thing. It's not going to happen.
But when I go on Twitter now, I'm just like, this place is a fucking nightmare.
Not for me. I love Twitter.
I know. Nolan says the same thing. He's like, I just see like bad
TJ deleted
stuff.
It.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, so did Nolan. And I'm like, what? Like, I literally open it and it's like a Taylor
Swift
meme.
You know what? Twitter's for the women.
It is. It's just funny. Like, sorry you don't have humor.
It depends on your... Like algorithm and stuff.
I bet you I open Twitter right now, it's going to be a hilarious meme.
Or it's going to be like James.
How X, how do they say...
Don't call it X, call it
when you post something, do they just say post something or do you X something?
You excrete it.
That's disgusting.
That is so... I still say tweet.
Is that
I'm
true?
Sorry.
No.
Excrete. Oh, no. I don't ever like, refer to it as X.
As the company, when they're like, hey, make sure we X that. Like, what do they just say post it? What does it say in the corner on X when you do... Tweet something.
I don't know.
Here, I can tell you. I don't think this.
It. What does it prompt you
to say in the top right corner?
Post.
It's post, probably. Yeah.
I guess, but it's Blue Sky. Shout out to Blue Sky. I'm on there. You should all get on there. Don't go on Twitter.
Like mine is. This.
Mine is so funny.
There's just so many ads.
Mine is Benny Blanco distracting Selena Gomez from signing the prenup, and it's just this guy like dancing.
I love that dancing guy.
Yeah.
You can get the memes fine.
Benny Blanco needs to sign or get.
They got engaged.
I saw that last night, but aren't both of them like just equally
as
wealthy?
Yeah, they're probably so
I feel like
they
equal. Probably but have the same network.
I know Selena's. I think she became like a billionaire recently, so maybe that's why.
What?
Her makeup brand.
The makeup will get you.
Yeah, she
you
is
a billionaire.
What's her makeup brand?
Rare Beauty.
Wizards of Waverly Face.
Was she on that show?
Yeah.
Yes,
I
Mike.
Didn't see that.
Where do you think Selena Gomez came from?
I don't know. This is past my time.
Okay.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yay or nay? Demure/mindful.
Oh, nay.
I loved it.
I loved it
for the moment, and I think it actually still has some legs. And
I thought
you
it was funny for a day.
Yeah, I heard about it. Like my Pilates instructor was telling about it. And I was like, oh, that sounds silly. And then I saw one, and I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I saw another one. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
it was just like a meme format. Nay overall.
Yeah, it got too out of control too fast. Like I was too overexposed to it.
It became very corporate.
It was like.
Oh, yes.
Hey, we're going to see it in a Super Bowl commercial in February.
Yay for the original.
Yeah, and it's like too late, bro.
Nay for everything else that followed.
Yeah.
But I still think it's like a fun little word that you can toss in 6 months from now. And just being like,
I don't think I've ever said it.
Demure.
Yeah, I've never said it like.
Because by the time I was like, after 3 days, I was like, oh, that's never coming out of my mouth.
I'm never saying that word again.
I would say it's a good format for the time, but it's not one of these ones that will like last forever. Like we're guys, of course we're going to blah, blah, blah. That format kind of took a life of its own. And now it's like, we work at the White House. Of course we blah, blah, blah. And it's like an interesting way to do it, but the very demure, very mindful specifically has come and passed.
We're on to
something new. Out. I haven't heard anyone say that in a bit.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's like a funnier way to like soften the blow if you're like trying to tell friends, hey guys, before we go into this thing, let's just be a little very demure, very mindful. Just like,
where are you going?
This is anytime, anytime we go to a party before we get out of the Uber, Matt goes, now, Mike, you're not going to act weird in there, are you?
Yes, I know. I say it every time. It's an ongoing
as a joke?
Bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, as a joke?
But I was sometimes, like, that's
mean. Sometimes there's one person who's like, Matt. And I'm like, no. This is a bit that we do. Yeah.
To you, it's a bit. To Matt, he's being dead fucking serious. Yeah, no, Matt is being dead.
Remember what happened last time.
Well, okay, yay or nay, the lookalike contest.
Love it.
Keep it going. I think it's really great. I know that people like now do it as like a way of like hopefully it will bait the person, the real celebrity to come out.
They started it. I think that's the only reason why it's continued is because Timothée Chalamet set the bar so high because he showed up.
Yes, and did Paul Mescal show up to his?
Oh,
I didn't even know he had one.
I feel like he did. And I like those more of also like I don't know what it was. But
I mean, I like that we got the United CEO shooter lookalike out of it because that's very funny.
That is, very New York City to do that.
That is,
and
very,
also the post. I've seen the poster Sydney Sweeney lookalike contest in my bedroom.
Oh yeah,
which
it's
is
like
funny.
A meme format.
Oh yeah, there's like tons of those.
I think those are funny, but the fact they're actually doing them is good.
I think. Did you see Drew and Enya like did a massive like? I don't know if it was a lookalike contest. And I think it was maybe an ad for Marc Jacobs. They got a whole bunch of people that look just like Enya and a whole bunch of people that look like Drew. And it is crazy.
Oh, wow. I did not
like,
see that.
Like, all of them together. It was, like, an incredible stunt that they
I hope it
off.
Continues and gets, like, weird and, like, we'll get more. Like, the celebrity thing, fine. But I feel like hopefully it'll expand into.
I think after this year, I think it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah, that's the 2020. We're leaving it in 2024.
I think so.
It's like the new
it's
flash
a funny
mob.
Trend. Yeah.
Did you ever do a flash mob?
We have had this conversation.
We've talked too much
about flash mobs.
I mean, big yay for me is Wicked.
Oh, same.
Love.
Did you see Wicked, Mike?
Still haven't seen
Still
it.
Still haven't seen it?
I want to rewatch. I have The Wizard of Oz on VHS. I think my plan is to watch The Wizard of Oz first because I don't remember anything about
that's
it.
Fair.
But what? I mean, it's kind of like you're watching the sequel before the prequel.
Yeah, but I think it's good to like.
No, I need to know what the fuck is going, what world I'm in, what's going on.
Kansas and Oz.
Just let me live. I want to watch the original.
I'm just teasing.
Spoiler alert.
I love the song.
Well, and he'll be introduced to the witches there, so he'll kind of like know what they're like.
Yes.
Before the prequel.
I've like left it on like while I'm working, so it's like I've seen the scenes, and then when Judy Garland sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I like put the volume on for that. I was like, this is fucking amazing. But I haven't seen the full story. I know there's a Tin Man. Some guy needs a heart. Some guy needs a brain.
Some guy.
It's like a hospital.
Scarecrow and a lion.
What did I say?
Some guy.
Man, you're like, yeah. You don't know the cast.
Some guy
the
needs
Wizard
a heart. Some guy needs
I'm
a brain.
I'm saying I got to get a refresh. Matt, it came out in 1932, okay?
This is so old at this point, but we just talked about it on our podcast. Heard a pair of the slippers from the movie just sold for $28 million.
I know. I think it's the most expensive thing ever sold from a movie set.
I've seen them.
You've seen them?
Yeah, like they're at the motion picture again.
Oh, yeah.
The original ruby slippers.
Well, there's four different pairs.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw the one at the Motion Picture Academy Museum.
T.
They're originally.
But Wicked, would you silver? Say yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay.
It was really good. It was really good.
People are raving about it.
Oh.
You know what surpassed at the box office, though?
What did?
Moana
2?
Yeah.
But it didn't perform very well, really? Like a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Because also Lin-Manuel did not score it, but also shout out to Abigail Barlow and the girl who scored
Abigail.
The music with her. I mean, they were the youngest girls to ever score a Disney picture for music. And, you know, they did the Bridgerton musical that went very viral during COVID
times. I wonder if it's still ahead of it.
Head of it in the box office.
Yeah.
But But that can also be like box office of the week. It's not the month. Like box office.
Yeah, it might
stuff.
Be like the first weekend.
And kids'
or
movies
something.
Are. I
Wicked
feel like
has taken over. Taken lead again.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
That was during opening weekend for Moana.
Got it.
I just saw Interstellar is being put back in IMAX, and it did so well. They're going to keep it in theaters.
My friend went to that.
I feel like this could be a way to keep movie theaters in business. Is like. You could save a lot of money. You don't need to promote all these new movies every week. There's a new movie that people... We all have our favorite movies. I would buy a ticket to go to a theater to watch my favorite movie in a movie theater so much more frequently than I would be like,
yes.
Oh, let me watch Smile 2. Like, I don't give a fuck. But you're going to put Back to the Future in a movie theater? Like, movie theaters should be making...
Isn't there a theater that does that? Who owns it?
Quentin Tarantino. There's New Beverly Cinema. There's also one called Vidius,
yes.
I think.
But I think, like, across the country, like, movie theaters are... We all know the movie industry is struggling. People aren't going to the theater. They're spending so much money on marketing. Like, you could just play everybody's favorite movies every week.
I literally just did that last night, actually.
What?
I went and saw a movie that was re-released.
Which movie?
The Green Knight.
What's that? Yeah, the Dev Patel movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Barry where was Keoghan? It playing?
At IMAX at an AMC.
Just but you have to. What annoys me is that you now have to pay a whole other ticket just to see the re-release. If you have like AMC movie pass or whatever, you can't a re-release. That's a whole separate ticket you have to buy. And that's like pretty expensive. And sometimes I'm like, come on.
I was thinking about it. Like there's 52 weeks a year.
Just don't have to go.
True. I mean, I did go pay for it for Coraline, and I did do it for Spirited Away. But I think it would be nice if it was included.
Let's get some yays. Let's get some positivity to end the year.
Okay, yay for me was Tavis at the Super Bowl. I mean,
what? Tavis. Oh, Taylor and Travis.
Yeah,
and that it actually happened.
And just like them kissing. I mean, the Super Bowl, like the content we got out of it. Like, I just remember being so happy. I loved it.
They won, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was.
And she was like rushing the field.
Yeah. Oh, right. And then Biden was like, just like we drew it up.
Yeah,
Chiefs.
We got photos of them kissing. Yeah. Like it was a big eye thing.
We got
cultural moment.
Audio.
Yeah.
Was that their first official announcement that they were together?
No.
Okay, we knew they were together.
The reason why so many people had been watching, like the whole season, was because like she was going to a lot of the games and stuff. Like,
NFL was
putting her on the screen during like every Chiefs game that she was in it.
Is that happening again right now this year?
Well, she's on tour, so she's not at as many games. Okay. But
she wasn't at the Chiefs.
Carly
game
does
I was
tune
at.
In whenever she's there.
I do. Yes, sometimes.
So who are you liking for QB of the year, actually, now?
I don't fucking know. I don't really, like, watch it. I'll just, like, put it on sometimes.
Carly becomes a sports fanatic.
Just the Chiefs. I don't know who the Chiefs were until Taylor started dating Travis.
Yeah.
That's a yay for me, is learning who the Chiefs were.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, it's a good Chiefs. Marketing strategy.
I'm from the Midwest. I knew who they were. I just never... I don't like football.
That.
I don't really care about football.
That's a good yay.
I love a little tape. I mean, and then, I guess, more yays would be TTPD.
Oh, and Brat.
Yep, I have that as well. And then also specifically the song Espresso.
I think just Pop in general had a really great
Pop in general.
Like,
Chapel.
Obviously, her album was
Sabrina,
not put out this year, but
Charlie, Taylor.
Yeah.
It was, and Billy dropping an album as well. It was just a true dream team of pop for
pop
the year.
Girlies.
Okay, back to the movie I saw last night. Barry was in it.
Yeah.
And it was so, I gasped out loud in the theater. There is a part where, like, he's trying to, like, tell directions to someone, and he's, like, this, I don't know what you would call it, but, like,
a little squire.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so he's, like, oh, you're not going to, like, give me money for helping you with directions? And he literally says, please, please, please. And I was, like,
whoa.
I wonder if.
But no, that was ahead of its, like, Green Knight came out, like, in. Before COVID, I think.
Yeah, but maybe she's
like,
Sabrina saw the movie and was like a big fan of his and then wrote a song called Please,
Not
Please,
Not a big
because...
fan of his, but like maybe it's like a nod.
Whoa. I didn't put that together.
Crazy. My friend edited it, so she was like, will you guys come watch it?
Oh, okay.
I was at an Abercrombie & Fitch yesterday returning some clothes that I bought that didn't fit.
Without my approval?
These were like sweatpants and hoodies, home gear, home jersey.
Okay. Home gear, home costumes.
That women will still see you in.
Well, yeah, maybe.
if
things
if they're
go
lucky.
Well in 2025. and they were just like, you know, when you go to a place, they're just playing whatever the pop music is. But I felt like I was at a pregame. It was Espresso, Charlie XCX, yeah. Dua Lipa. I was like, damn, like Billy. It was just, I was just like, I was just sitting there vibing.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was at a pregame.
Yeah.
And it's just the pop music, like Charlie XCX, that album sounds good anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, returning clothes kind of sucks. You're just standing there, they're scanning, beep, beep.
You're not getting anything except money back.
You're clubbing at an Abercrombie.
I'm so Julia. And I was like, let's fucking
do you remember at Hollister?
You're like, I am Julia.
Do you remember at Hollister how you could like go to a screen on the side and like pick the songs that you want to play in the
And you could watch Huntington
store.
Beach.
Yeah, there was a live stream.
And you could do it at home too. I used to do it at home.
Oh,
you could watch the live stream.
I would watch the Huntington Beach.
I don't think
live
the live
stream
was real though.
I know, I don't know.
Because it was like you would get there in the evening and it's like.
It's like sunny.
It's still sunny. It looks like it's just.
Yeah, there's
probably
no. That's a good point. They weren't doing.
No, it was just a 5 minute like.
But they had those.
On
like I used
repeat.
To watch them like at certain beaches.
Beach
and
live
stuff.
Streams?
Yeah, just like when I was a kid.
Beach stream.
Beach stream.
I think another big thing for music that is a yay in my opinion is the Oasis reunion.
Oh, yes.
Very cool, and I'm very interested to see if it will happen.
Yeah, if I'm putting money, they break up before the first show.
Okay, so what is it? They're the brothers or something?
Stop moddering. Stop moddering with your own brother. You guys could headline Glastonbury, and arguably you've had the best two albums of all time, in the top 10 at least. And,
so what happened? Are they like butting heads?
No, they always,
hate each other.
Oh, they
hate they're
each other.
Both notorious.
Like literally, one
assholes.
Of them just like walked off stage, and then the band broke up in what like 2009 or something.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And they were like addicted to crystal meth and just rock star insanity.
Gotcha.
And now, I mean, and it's like the thing in rock music is Oasis hates each other. They can't be in the same room, and they're brothers. And now apparently they're going to go on tour again. But
Well, they've had time to make up.
Are they going to put out? Is there going to be a new album, or this is just a reunion?
I think it's just a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Is Oasis just two people?
Yeah. Well, in a band.
Well, yeah.
So, but it's Noah and Liam Gallagher.
Noel.
Oh, it's Noel. Sorry.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher.
Or Noel. Noel. Yeah. Noel.
Noel Gallagher.
Maybe that's with the British accent. Noel.
Noel.
Yeah.
Noel.
Hands up. Noel.
But I think they will do it.
I think it's very cool.
I think they're at a point where they're like. Show me the money. I mean, I bet for that, like, a whole decade plus.
But I also, like,
not.
I think the beef is iconic as well. Like, I'm like, that's funny.
They should, like, banter and argue on stage, like, in between songs.
Yeah.
Like, just to.
Yeah, get out their grievances.
Yeah.
Thanks for turning my guitar
off.
Fuck
you, bitch.
But, no, that will be exciting.
One trend I, like, did not get or, like, never, like, fell into was Mudang.
Oh, I have him on my list as a like. What do we think of him?
Mudang and I'm Pesto.
I thought
penguin.
It was again one of those things where I was like, the thing is, he started growing, so he would get like less cute.
I feel like I missed the beginning of
when
Mudang,
he was just like
why.
A baby.
Yeah,
I thought it was really cute at first, and then I was like,
do you know what we're talking about?
I think Carly, I think you shifted when Mudang predicted Trump as the next president.
No, I like didn't even know that happened.
Oh,
really?
Did that happen?
How was he able to predict it? He did a press conference?
I think
or?
It was like, yeah.
He saw a shadow.
Like, people were traveling there. I remember I got on TikTok one day. This girl, she was like, I'm flying there to go meet Mudang.
Okay, wait. So it was like
I'm flying there
hippo?
For 24 hours.
Baby hippo, was it in Bangkok?
Somewhere.
And it's just like looked
It just
sassy.
Was adorable. So cute. Was sassy. Loved his hose. Or her hose. Is it? I can't. I don't know
her
what
hose.
The gender is.
They, them.
And it was just full of character. And created a cult following of people
cute.
Wanting
yeah.
to see and love Mudang. But hippos, they grow. But Pesto the Penguin was
really
big,
like,
too.
But what was, like, the meme of it? Was it, like, it being sassy?
Just photos of it, pictures, videos of just, like, this. Like, you never see a baby hippopotamus. Like, it's just a weird-looking thing. And it was very energetic.
Oh.
It's just one of those things people latch onto.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have an opinion because I didn't really.
I think it was, like, yay until it was nay.
It gets me excited that trends. People are getting excited about animals and, you know, conservation. But then I'm like, well, what are we doing with these animals held in captivity and just exploiting them for content? It gets a little, like, dicey.
Yeah, I don't know if people were thinking, like, that deep about it. I think they were just like, cute
hippo,
funny meme.
Yeah, oh, this
is meme.
Cute. Yeah. Which, like, is it still? I mean, like, people are getting, like, tattoos of it.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. What? Another yay for me was Challengers. I loved all the memes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big, like, memeable time.
I just sent a Challengers meme yesterday.
They're still so good.
Because I was reading Intermezzo from Sally Rooney, and there's, like, kind of this, like, thruple situation going on, and I was like, oh, it's Challengers.
I love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was going to watch it on a plane, but I was like, I feel like this is not a plane movie. I should watch it in a full setting. Because the guy, it's apparently, like, very cool looking, right? Like,
yeah.
A lot of cool shots.
Shot so well. And didn't Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor score it?
Of course they did.
I don't know if they did or didn't.
I was thinking definitely. Yeah, I was listening. Definitely.
Now, we're not going to know these things. The word score is in it? No idea.
Like the soccer score?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Tennis score?
Still, I won't know.
No.
How do we feel about, not like her personally, but just like the Huck Tua of it all?
She was on my nay.
She was on your nay.
I'm surprised it's still going.
It makes
well, when
sense
you got that,
that
Jake
it's...
Paul money behind it,
I guess.
Wait, what Jake
people
Paul
are really
money?
Interested.
Still like, I
that's
gotta listen
who
to
her podcast network is with.
Oh, I don't
and
know
that's
that.
How she's getting guests. What she got? She had Kim Jong Un on recently.
Yeah, right.
I think she's doing everything she can to like keep up the relevancy of that moment.
I
and
don't,
now
I,
she's kind of like a meme. Like I feel like. I luckily
never get any of her content.
I don't really either, but I've seen like clips on TikTok of her podcast and stuff.
Is she there, funny still?
She's just like, I feel like
funny
she's funny.
Still
in a,
she said one thing.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, she has one just, like, funny
she's
moment.
Just,
I don't really know.
Yeah, she's just really like, just very Southern and just like silly, I guess. Like she's kind of funny, but not like funny in a way where she's like a comedian.
This is my Southern voice theory. Bill Clinton, why he won the presidency. We need more Southern accent representation in the media. And I feel
Patricia.
Like, there we go. Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out. There is a podcast called Talking Talk Tua.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is so good.
And there's
Ben and Emil
there's
went
another
on
another one after
oh,
that.
Really?
They did a collab episode where Ben and Emil reviewed Talking Talk Tua.
TJ's friends with,
them.
With one of the guys. He would like do their podcast.
And they're always
clips.
Like sipping on like sangria or something.
No,
it's like,
yeah,
that's where the liquid never changes. It's always just right there at the bottom of the glass. And they're just like,
I love that we all know about
yeah,
it.
Oh, no one showed it to me.
Yeah. It,
I was like,
I think
huh?
it just like blew the fuck up.
But is Huck to a girl going to jail?
I don't know.
I don't
she
know.
Did. She made a meme coin.
Like
a
$50 million
coin.
Wait, what happened? How
it
much?
Did a pump and dump.
I think it was $50 million.
And then it was like on one of those like Twitter like voice channels. She was with a bunch
a
of people.
Spaces?
Yeah. And somebody was like, I don't know how this is working. Like it just dropped and her voice came on. She goes, well, I'm going to bed, everyone. Good night. This is hung up. But it sounded fake. Like it sounded like an AI version of her saying that. But I think that's the last time anyone's like heard from her.
Nuh-uh.
I think
she hasn't done a podcast episode since.
I don't know. I mean,
she's
got to be like getting
maybe
investigated.
By the time this episode comes out, she's
we'll have an
bars.
Update.
But yeah, she'll be with Luigi.
They start a podcast from jail.
Hopefully, Luigi goes to the same jail as Jen
the
Shaw,
Princess
so he can
Peach.
Clean out.
Yeah, everyone's trying to go to jail to be with Luigi.
Another yay in terms of nay. Did I say that? Is the like JoJo Siwa rebrand.
Oh.
That was like a very insufferable period of time.
Oh, very big nay. Very big nay. Have you seen this like trend where it's like nobody like her things?
Yes.
Oof, dark.
Somebody like posted.
Oh, the Kim Kardashian was like the first person they did it to.
Someone like made like a post that said, what if we just like ignored celebrities? Like we just don't. We stopped liking their stuff and stopped commenting. And then everyone agreed, yeah, let's do Kim Kardashian and JoJo Siwa. And JoJo Siwa, it was like pretty apparent that she was getting all these views.
But it was
very
almost like helping
likes.
Yeah. Because it's like you're looking to see like what it looks like,
yeah.
And then they're getting the views, so it's
yeah.
like,
I just me who's liking your stuff in the first place?
Yeah, I who like who, are people liking Kim? I guess I mean
people,
they are,
yeah.
But
yeah.
What is whatever? I'm gonna be out of touch if I ask this question.
Why? No.
What is the point of liking a Kim Kardashian post on Instagram?
I really don't know.
I mean, yeah,
of liking
I guess
it, I have
like,
no clue.
Just
so
what
you
are we
keep...
doing here?
I think because people feel so invested because they've watched season after season after season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They feel so invested in her life, watching her kids grow, all the success she's achieved. They just like feel like they know her.
I guess, yeah. I forgot that she had like a TV show where she's,
yeah
not just like an Instagram account.
And
I guess
she
that
responds
makes sense.
To every comment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Every comment.
The whole JoJo Siwa thing, I just can't believe, you know, as she should, she's allowed to rebrand herself and have a new take on things, but like nobody on her team like had enough taste or good enough PR training to like make it seem authentic and cool.
But like, that might be why she is who she is because she's doing what she wants to do, and like maybe. She doesn't have people.
But who's it for? I understand it's for her. JoJo Siwa, bows and all of that. That was for kids, and now she wants to like appeal to girls who I guess just saying she is the queen or CEO of gay pop, and that's it. She's making gay pop when it's like, bitch, where have you been? Sorry, I don't mean to call JoJo Siwa a bitch. She's actually a nice person if you ever meet her. But I'm saying it like sassy wise, bitch. Like, yeah, yeah. Who allowed you to say that? Like, it made her look even more out of touch.
I don't know. She's doing well. These are her recent TikTok views. 84 million, 50.9
That's what
million,
I'm saying. More people are looking at her stuff. 36
million, 34 million.
How are the likes?
47 million.
How are the likes
and
comments?
Okay, let's see the 84 million one. 55,000 comments.
Oh, that's a lot.
100. To be fair, though, it seems like it's a legal trouble thing.
Legal what? Trouble.
So people are commenting on it.
Oh.
It also could be, I mean.
The top comment on it says, in all caps, didn't we agree not to like?
How do we feel about Katy Perry's comeback?
Meh.
I mean.
I feel bad.
I don't feel anything.
I feel bad that she is like, she kind of flopped.
I
feel like she came back and she was like, I'm coming back with a vengeance, bitch. Watch out, I'm back. And then everyone just hated it.
The Katy Perry songs are not finding me. I'm not in the Abercrombie and Fitch hearing the Katy Perry song. I'm not like, oh, this is Katy Perry's new song. It has not found me, so no. I know it's not doing well.
It hasn't found me either. The only thing Katy Perry I have like heard this year was when she played at the VMAs. I haven't listened to a single song. Actually, I did put on the album one day, but like nothing comes up on my...
Yeah,
I think her collaborating with that controversial producer kind of backfired
on
her.
What a dumbass.
Yeah.
And I'm just not that big of a fan. Dr.
Luke.
I'm just not that big of a fan of Katy
Perry. I know,
Perry.
I'm not either. It's sad because like...
Her music
sad,
I love.
I know, she has great, she has amazing hits, but like, I feel like whenever I see her song on TikTok, it was people like making fun of it.
The new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the like, women liberation.
Yeah. It's pretty hot. I mean.
Of course, it's a woman's world.
If you can make the music good, that's all that matters. Like, you could try to put all these other shit around it, but like, if the songs aren't good, it doesn't really.
Her last little time she was around the block was really good. With just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It's
song.
Like the new Macarena.
Yeah, that was a good
goes
one.
So well to the Macarena.
That was a really good one, actually.
That was good.
Yeah, that's laid.
But
she also
one.
Has to be like, so, I mean, obviously she's so fucking rich, but she had a residency in Vegas and she had Idol, which I'm sure pays like insane. I keep sneezing. Am I okay? Sorry, I'm going to sneeze
instead. And, you know, she's got that Jude Law, the holiday money. So
it's Jude Law? She's with Orlando Bloom.
Oh, I mean, oh yeah, you're right.
And Orlando Bloom is not, she has the Lord of the Rings money in Elizabethtown.
Yes.
Jude Law.
Mixing up the...
and the semester abroad.
Does JoJo Siwa have good music?
No.
My high-top shoes make me do what I do. My high-top
shoes. I'll play you a song.
Is it for kids? Is it like for her children?
But then she came out with Karma's a Bitch. I should've known. That's why the whole resurgence is happening, because she put out that song.
You know what? I shouldn't have said anything. I don't know enough about this.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to it and be like, I fucking hate
it. I do think Gracie Abrams' music is incredible.
I do, too.
I've just been thinking about this.
It's crazy. She was my second top listened to artist, but I feel like I only really listened to like four of her songs. They all sound the same to me. I'll be honest. Most
people
of
say
them.
That about Taylor Swift.
No, I know. And I get it.
Also,
I always laugh at the Taylor Swift TikTok too, where it's like what Taylor Swift sounds like to a non-Swiftie. I always think it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'm single in my truck and I'm worried about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like Gracie to have a little bit more bass to it.
Drum and bass.
Like close
move over
to you?
Into the EDM scene queen.
Because Close to You, I was obsessed when she just had that only on her Instagram feed post, and it was just an old hit that she never released. And when she said she was going to do it as the bonus track, I went nuts. I was already like deep asleep, and my heart rate went to like 120 when I found out. And
120.
I love it. But like, I do love all of her other songs, but I'm just like, give me that pop
like
bass.
To
I want, you know, the Lord Melodrama green light. I just want I want the ceiling to come off the fucking roof.
That's some tea.
I like the I was brave when I kissed you in London. That one's good too. I like that.
Did we like Brat Summer? Was that a yay or an A?
Loved it.
Big
loved
yay.
It.
I think so. Yeah, it was fun.
That's why I think it should win Best Album of the Year.
The thing, however, that was annoying to me was people who are so not brat
were trying to be brat.
Oh my God, I'm so brat. And like, it was like people, like some people that
name them. We could talk.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're not brat, actually.
Someone we know?
Nah, let's not go into that. I just
did I say I was brat?
On the wavelength.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, it became a big thing where it's like, this is my personality. Like,
no, you're actually not.
What does brat mean?
Like, I'm sorry, if you've never done a line of cocaine, you can't claim to be brat.
It's a state of mind.
I'm not brat at all then. I'm actually too nice to be brat.
I'm a brat ally.
Yeah, no,
I really
too.
Am. I mean, no. Yeah. It was like,
am I brat today? No.
Because, I mean, I didn't buy tickets to go watch Brat, but like I'm rocking out to Brat because I feel like it's just like not, I don't know.
I feel like we never talked about her concert. Was it like crazy or was it like...
There was like... I went like, what do you mean crazy?
I don't know. I just like assume everyone was like...
I would like to see Brat in like the... Boiler room. I want to see it like that.
Oh,
I don't
like fun.
Stadium arena seating to
tell
watch.
Tell TJ
like
Grave
that.
Rave. I'll go to a Grave Rave.
If Charlie
Charlie XCX.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird in seats. Yeah. But I also was like, I can't go. I'm not going on the pit.
Yeah. I need
Finn and not be in the pit.
I have a couple.
I'm not brat.
I have a couple yay nays from the followers if we want to read some of those. Unless, I mean, we can go back and forth.
I have one more.
Oh, go for it.
Nay. Liam Payne passing away.
Oh, of course.
Was a big nay.
Oh,
yeah. It still feels like unreal.
Yeah.
If like, someone says that's a yay, what's wrong with you?
Like the funeral like photos.
Yeah.
That like, I don't know. That
of like
hit
One
like
Direction.
A whole different level with me. Like, I don't know. Just all the members of that boy band like having to like bury one of their like Creeps. Their mates.
Yeah.
Like, has to just, it's something that like the dark of your brain would like, I don't know, you'd have a dream or a nightmare about that happening.
People are pregaming actually... their New Year's Eve party right now listening to this, just crying.
I was laughing because you said mates and I'm not at Liam being dead. It. No, I know. But having to, but so like somberly like having to bury one of their mates.
Yeah.
You should have said mates with an accent.
Yeah. Bury one of the mates.
And then obviously the big one for me, nay, was Trump winning presidency.
Oh, yeah. What about his assassination attempt? Yay or nay?
Because no, nay that it was, they missed.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying in general because some people think it helped him like win.
I'm sure it didn't hurt.
I don't think it helped him win. I feel like
I
literally forgot about it.
I almost voted for him after that.
He's an
American
hero.
I was like, damn, that's kind of sick.
Someone said Brat Summer Trend was a nay.
You're not Brat Babes.
But I guess I get it if you're not like a huge fan of her and you're like, what the fuck is this? Just people being like annoyed.
Yeah, I also feel like...
The green, the bright green.
If you like live somewhere where like you're like... I don't want to give it. Yeah, just like middle America. And everyone's like, Brat Summer. You're like,
You're like, I'm in a cornfield, bitch.
Yeah,
We're going to a Cracker Barrel.
We're in Joplin, Missouri. Like, this is not what Brat Summer we're having in Joplin. Yeah. Like, it's like,
we're baling hay out here, guys. Yeah, let's calm down. Get your fiddle out.
Well, I'll ask you guys first. What do you guys think of bleached or shaved eyebrows this year?
Oh, I like them. Yay.
I do too. I think it's a yay.
That's always been a yay.
Yeah,
for me.
I feel like Mike's going to say nay.
I think I gave a strong opinion on this, which was I don't get it.
Okay, so this person said a huge nay. Same for calf socks with shorts. What's that mean?
Oh, like
socks up to here? With shorts?
No, it would be like, I think like girls who wear like shorts with sneakers or socks with sneakers or whatever, like Adidas.
Sure.
And then they have shorts on.
Sure.
No, it's cute.
I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
They have a barf face after that. They don't like it.
Well, there's also
maybe
the Gen Z doesn't wear, like, you can't wear the low-cut socks. You have to wear the socks with the thing on.
Yeah.
But then after the election, I saw someone was like, just saw Gen Z voted more for Trump, and then they threw away all their higher socks and put the no-show socks back on.
Middle, I'm getting
millennials.
My side part back.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad we're getting out of that, like, the Y2K kind of fashion trend that was, like, having a chokehold on a lot of stuff. Because, I don't know, I just got kind of, like, sick of it after a while. But it seems like, though... I don't know. Like, younger kids are wearing, like, Hollister and Abercrombie.
Really?
But vintage ones that we were wearing. Like, I went into just, like, a really nice thrift store the other day. It was, like, all Hollister and Abercrombie shirts. Like, ones that we owned. Like,
with the bird on it.
And and I was like, what is happening here? I think some people are, like, leaning back into that. So, I think it's going to be this, like, preppy early 2000s thing is going to happen. So, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, like, in terms of decade fads.
I saw a video of a woman... crying, and it was stitching a video of a girl being like, oh, I just thrifted my first vintage juicy tracksuit. and it was the
and
this woman was like, what do you mean vintage? Like, it's 30 years old at this point.
I also feel like the Y2K stuff, like, everyone's dressing like the cool Y2K and not like actually how we would dress in like middle school.
Yeah, like, look up red carpet pictures during the 90s. Yeah. Atrocious.
Yeah. How do we feel about the bow trend?
I love bows.
I love the bows too. Like
the bows?
Well, maybe
like
you guys aren't as familiar.
Croquette or whatever.
Coquette. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Croquette. Oh, I love coquette.
Like a bow and a hair.
Love
or
it.
Bow.
Love
me
it.
Too.
Oh,
I think it's
my
cute.
Bawala. I never.
I don't really partake, but yeah. I like a bow.
Me too.
When you go to a Leve show, everybody in crowd
that's
has
like Gracie
the,
Abrams as well.
Oh, yeah. She does the bows too.
Yeah.
Same with Sabrina.
Enjoy.
Oh, really?
Really? I think
oh,
so.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just like the culture, just like girly pops, just like the bows.
Yeah, just like everyone at the NoahCon show was wearing like a white lace skirt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I like seeing people dress up for shows.
Yeah, I wish I got my bawala, but I never got it. So I like the bows.
Ooh.
I still can't. I'll never believe it.
Huh?
I just can't believe you didn't get it.
From
Timu or what?
Yeah.
I don't know what this means. I was like, maybe Aaron will know what this means, or maybe you guys, but probably Aaron. Naked dresses need to not be a thing anymore.
Maybe like sheer?
Maybe.
Where you can like see through it?
I guess.
Yay. I love.
Someone said Stanley obsession.
Nay.
Nay, which I feel like was kind of more
although,
last year.
You had a cute Stanley that I did like.
Oh, thank
it
you.
It wasn't like the obnoxious one that could feed a family of 10.
Straw,
what's
right?
It, called? It was called the 2.0.
It was cute.
Sip. Light thing, yeah.
Did it have like a straw that came up? You can push it
up
and down.
And it had like a really nice handle on it.
It's
like
cute.
A
lantern.
Yeah,
that one
that
I will
nice.
Accept.
Like a lantern.
Yeah, no, it literally.
It's like a lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, someone said, I didn't even know this was happening. Skinny jeans coming back.
For men or women?
It just has skinny jeans
for
coming
men,
back. Nay
no.
For me.
I'm sure it's going to happen.
I'm this, sick
it's,
of it.
Everything just swings back
it'll
and
recycle.
Forth. Yeah, baggy.
I really don't want to go back to skinny jeans. I don't think they're that
guys,
cute.
You don't, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, as a society, like, I don't want us to go back to skinny jeans. I don't think they're cute. I think they're like...
Well, I feel like so many people wear skinny jeans still.
Well, like millennials.
We're talking about, men or women.
Both.
Like,
both.
Women, y'all are wearing skinny jeans all the time.
No.
I don't.
Don't even
I mean, these
own a
are
pair
not skinny,
skinny
jeans.
Jeans.
No. I don't have a pair. I don't
yeah,
even like.
I guess you guys don't wear
I don't
skinny
even like,
jeans.
I don't
anymore.
Even like sweatpants that are like cinched usually.
I always see, you see like a stand up comedian who's like a little overweight. They're always wearing skinny jeans. And I'm just like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. Like, you're 48. You don't need the skinny jeans.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. Yeah. I don't know. Skinny jeans is not. It was cool in 2003 with like
I
the
mean,
emo
it was
trend.
Cool for a very long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now so, it's.
I think we learned that we don't need to be uncomfortable. It's
yes.
funny, too, because I like putting on a pair of skinny jeans, like you are sweating.
Yeah. Yeah
oh, it's
it
like
is.
You are hopping around.
The fact that I would like hang out in my house with them on is insane.
Yeah.
Just
what? Cutting off our circulation.
Flying on a plane with them. Am I okay?
Well, that might be helpful. That's like wearing compression socks
yeah.
through
yeah,
your whole legs.
Someone said Mike posting himself playing the guitar is a trend I need more of.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Bee-lee-bee.
Someone said pimple patches. They're big this year. I think they're a yay. They always help me.
Yeah.
100%. They get rid of my zits. I feel like you wear them.
Do you think they mean
often.
Like wearing them out in public?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I like
what
that.
It is.
I think the stigmatization of like, ew, you have acne. Oh my, you're a bad person. I like that we're moving past
and
that.
And also
like
just like, what's the difference between having like a big fat zit on your face?
Yes.
And something cute.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have a fun little star or a moon or a little Hello Kitty
but
on my face than like a skin colored patch that I'm like trying to hide. But everyone will notice that more and it looks like
I do
like
have the skin colored one, which
I
don't
mind
it. Wear that out?
I feel like I've worn it to like Pilates.
Okay.
And that's it. Like I don't.
But it used to be culturally like it would be in movies. I have a zit. I can't go to prom.
I know.
Yeah.
Like
well,
oh my god, end
coming,
of the world.
When it comes
out, you
to
can
a whole...
have a big star on your face.
Yeah,
I put on like a big black star on my nose one time because I had a zit, and then I went out and like talked to my neighbor for like 5 minutes, and then I was like, all right, well I'll catch you later. And I went back in and looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had this. I had this on my nose, a big black star.
Oh.
Just like yeah, man. So when are you leaving town?
That's very funny.
Yeah, Winnie Cummings had a whole like rant about it. She's like, we literally like same thing. It was like going to school with a zit, a pimple, a red carpet even when I was younger. And now y'all have these cute little decorations for them.
Yeah, people were, it would ruin your night.
You just
come
put
up.
A shit ton of makeup on it. But now you don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember one time I put makeup on a zit and I went to school in like seventh grade and someone goes,
Are you wearing makeup?
Crush.
What did you do? A full glam?
No, just like in like one spot.
He had a beat face. He watched a Jeffree Star tutorial and was like, okay, time to go.
A beat face?
Move next.
It's like just full makeup.
I don't have the time.
Okay. Someone said, I literally can't bear the mullets on guys that aren't artsy, if that makes sense.
I like love
the
a mullet.
Like the Morgan Wallen vibe is horrific to me, but the guys who wear jewelry or have good style with the mullet is fine by me.
Well, Morgan Wallen's a lot. He's a country artist.
Country, yeah.
Like, I love a mullet.
I like an English schoolboy mullet.
Yeah.
So it's like a mullet, but like it's tamed and like a little bit proper. It's not like your redneck.
Yeah, you're
mullet.
Not Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a length to it. There's like a shape that it has, and I think it looks kind of
badass. I agree. I like the new age mullet, not the Joe Dirt mullet.
Oh, correct. I had a Joe Dirt mullet when I was like really little.
I feel like so many kids did.
I wish I tried a mullet at one point. I wish, looking back on my life, I mean, bleaching my hair was like, no, I'm now in my 30s. I'm not doing anything wacky to my hair. But I wish I had a little bit more fun with my hairstyle. Like, I wish I did grow it out for a moment and did do that, but I just never did.
Yeah.
I think mullets are hot.
I love mullets.
But like, I'm a 32-year-old guy. I don't
know.
Well,
that's I think it depends.
You're
I
know like a lot of people in their 30s. Scene kind of, so.
Like, Nolan pulled off a
mullet. Yeah, you're right.
Mullet.
I'm cool.
You need tattoos to do a mullet. I think.
I love when Nolan has a mullet. It's like my favorite hairstyle of his. It looks so good on him.
There was a guy on, he's like 40 on a Bravo show, and he had a mullet like this whole past season, and everyone was telling him to cut it, and I was like, I like the mullet.
Yeah, if it's done right.
I think they look nice.
If it's done on the right person.
I need like my ear pierced again or something if I'm going to do it.
You should not get a mullet.
You're too preppy to have like a mullet
or
an
ear piercing.
I'm not doing
it.
We were laughing at like Matt at Emo Night. Like everyone's just like goth and dressed as clowns. And Matt is like the preppiest. Like
when we were on stage.
Yeah, I was dressed pretty preppy.
So, because we were like above too so we could see. And then you just see like you in like your tan jeans.
And like a cinchilla sweater vest. And, yeah, like a Home Alone
and
hat.
And everyone else is just black.
Khakis.
Did you get beat up?
No.
Even my people are nice.
Yeah.
No, I
yeah,
know,
people
I
like
know.
You little prep
bitch.
Preppy.
Let's fight.
How do we feel about the brain rot epidemic?
Like people are experiencing brain rot?
Well, it's just like a whole thing where it's like, I'm just going to brain rot today and like watch like, well, there's like a couple different facets of brain rot, I suppose.
And then there's people who just have pure brain rot.
Where yeah, I'm talking
they
about like
live it. Chronically online, and so they're just like, "What the sigma, bruh?" Like they're just oh, all God. They. All
I mean,
they
that's
say,
an
when you say rinsed.
All they have to contribute or talk is just referencing internet dialogue and bleep blort like
skibbity toilet.
Yes, but
yeah, brain rot.
Brain rot, or there's
bed rot, which is like, where is that what you're talking about too? Like bed rotting.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Well, because you brought it up.
Well, Nolan is like so into these, like he'll see these TikToks and like all is for you page now. And they're like, not they're like core or like hope core or doom core or whatever.
But it's just silly. Like he'll be a clip of Trisha, like Paytas crying. And then it, like it's just serious music.
It's
and
like
then
it goes to space. Like, and then it goes to like another meme from like 10 years ago. And then it goes. And I'm just like, I don't understand.
I don't know what that is.
To me, that's like brain rot. I'm like, I don't.
It's human core is what they call it.
Human core.
I like human core. I love hope core. And I do love kind of brain rot core because I think it like satisfies this whole space that I have for it in
for
my head. And I get like somebody out there gets me.
Okay.
So, but I do think brain rot though, I feel like I sound like such a fucking boomer, but I am kind of concerned about like Gen Z and
no,
like,
I mean I agree with you.
Their ability to talk and communicate and express themselves with their brain. But you
I'm
know
worried
what?
About
show me.
Show me
what you got, Gen Z. Actually, show me what you got.
Well, half of them are Republican, so it's they're throwing us for a loop. It's kind of crazy. What else do I have?
I love. Oh, there is a new kind of brain rot, which is just insanity, and it's like stuff like this.
That's what Nolan like, and I'm like. What?
No, I don't like that stuff. For the people listening,
nay.
Mike is
it's a nay.
The...
It's a nay from me.
I hell love no. this.
Oh, that's too much.
You
it's
love
like
that and JoJo Siwa.
That's crazy.
All
okay.
Right. Okay.
But
sorry
I can.
For
I
people's ears listening who like don't understand.
That video has 15.7 million plays on Reels.
We're doomed.
Was Saltburn this year or last year? Late
no,
last year.
That feels like a 2023.
I watched it in Utah, but I'm also there at the beginning of the year.
I can't remember. That's on my list, though. Okay. Yay for me, obviously. How do we feel about the rise of AI?
Love it. Well, no.
No?
No.
I just love a ChatGPT.
I love ChatGPT. I think it's great, but I don't like
that's
how
like
much
as far as I like it. I think.
People are using it to justify their own beliefs and using it without any sort of like follow up. Like the amount of times that ChatGPT gets something wrong, and I know it gets it wrong, but if I didn't know that and I would have just accepted it, it's like there's a lot of problems with it. So if it gets something wrong, I literally just go, "Are you sure?" And then it double checks and it goes, "Oh, sorry, it looks like you're right." So there's a lot.
Oh, no.
You can't treat it as fact, but
people
I like
treat it as fact, which is very problematic.
Like adulting problems like a little bit easier.
Yes.
Like, people have anxiety before you're about to, like, I need to call my insurance company, explain to them what's going on, and I don't like, and you're just like,
give me a script.
I just like explain the situation, what I need, and just give me the talking point so I'm able to like go through this annoying thing I have to deal with through the day and make it a little less stressful for me. I like using it as a guide for stuff like that.
But don't be like, why is Trump going to be a good president?
Yes.
And then be like, say ChatGPT said it and that must be the truth.
That's
no.
what I'm saying. May.
Well, but if you use it for something like...
I don't use it ever.
I love it for just like quick,
it,
a
like,
quick search.
Also, I have been cooking more because of all the pushback you guys and everyone gave me. So I was like trying to make a baked potato or mashed potatoes, and I was just like trying to GPT or I was trying to Google fastest way to make a mashed potato, and then I was like, I don't want to read this whole article and like heavy cream and.
When my mother used to make mashed potatoes back in our farm in Kentucky,
we turned our own butter.
So I go to ChatGPT and I was like, I got a toaster oven, air fryer, I got a regular oven, and I got a boiler. I can boil it. Give me the fastest way to make a mashed potato, and it was like, just cut it into quarters and boil it for 12 minutes. And I was like, easy, done. I was going to turn on my oven, throw it in. Like, these recipes are insane on some of these websites.
And it's great. Open up your refrigerator and go, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. And I have a bunch of seasonings. What can I make with that? And it'll be like, blah, blah, and it'll come
it's
up with
funny,
a meal
funny, I did
you.
A couple brand deals, like, on Twitter for Kroger. And they had this thing where it's like, you tweet at them, like, random ingredients you have. And they'll tweet you back, like, recipes.
Sick.
But like now I feel like it's just completely taken over like ChatGPT or whatever.
Yeah. Also, ChatGPT theoretically is not AI. It's a large language model because all it's really doing is just like putting words together that it thinks it should put together. It's not really AI. That's another conversation.
Do you like Claude? I've heard
Claude.
I've heard that one's like the best.
It's a little bit better. ChatGPT, I was trying to do – I had a list of movies that I had made – and just like my 100 movies from like, I wrote this list in high school or college. I was trying to get ChatGPT to organize this list of movies by decade and give me the director of the movie and just make a list for me so I can sort it by decade. GPT could not fucking do it for the life of me. It started adding in other movies that I didn't want. And I was like, no, I never included Challengers on this list. Why are you adding Challengers to the list? Oh, sorry, you're right. Went to Claude, first try. So... Claude. I would encourage people to try different AIs.
Check it out.
Don't try the Grok one on Twitter, though. That one is fucking garbage.
Never mind.
Grok?
Yeah, it's the Twitter one, and it's garbage.
I do like the Google one, though, where it just like summarizes something. That one's nice.
Type it right into Google.
That is sometimes helpful, but I feel like that one doesn't get it right as much.
Facebook has a nice one now that's like at the...
We talked about it.
Oh, sorry.
Can I tell you this?
You're
I'm never
fine.
Using the Meta AI one. That is when you go to search on Instagram.
Yeah, it's very fucking annoying. I've clicked it accidentally a couple times and then it goes away and then it pops up with like articles and I'm like, leave me alone.
If you accidentally like tap something here, like time management 101, if you accidentally tap that, I'm just like, here, I'm Meta AI chat. I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want Meta's AI. No, thank you.
It was so weird. I went to post a TikTok last night and I was like, you know, you can like live post and then it's like 60 seconds, 10 minutes, whatever. And then there was one that was like AI me. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I clicked it and you can make like an AI version of yourself. Like it's really creepy.
To make content
and make
for you
content.
While you're...
No, I think it's like it's you. I'm not positive, but I think it's like
Will's...
when you're on the screen, it's like an AI version
Will
of you.
Will sent me one this morning of me and I was mortified.
Really?
An AI of you?
Like, I hated it.
Oh,
thank you. That
me.
Doesn't look like
me. I don't think so.
That looks like the Mad TV character.
Like, look like that? I look like Ethan Slater.
You don't look like that.
Thank you.
No, you don't
that
look
does not
that
look
at
like
all.
You
doesn't get your hair color right.
Yeah.
That looks like Arden.
Let's bust through a couple more.
Okay.
I feel like there weren't a lot of big footwear trends. We didn't get the big, bulky Balenciaga shoes.
Yeah.
Someone said yay for camo being trendy again. I never really got into the camo.
Well, with like Midwestern Princess and the Tim Walls Paris of it all.
Yeah.
And like, I know Abercrombie, they were selling like these really cute, like wide leg camo pants set. I just know like, because I'm a goddamn, and I was like, those are so cute.
Yeah, I guess I always just like, there's always camo in our closet.
Oh, what about, I've never owned a single camo thing.
What about for the guys too? How do you feel about the clean girl aesthetic?
I love it.
Yeah?
In terms of like people are wearing like a little less makeup.
Yeah, it's just like not like a full beat face.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I think it's great. But also I'm not going to say what women should be doing with their face and their body.
You should.
But I do think the clean girl aesthetic is refreshing.
I think that people need to break free of all these things. Like we talked about this the other day. There's like that girl who does. Have you seen this girl? She's like a blonde girl, blue eyes, and talks into the camera for like a minute straight. And she's like, am I mob wife aesthetic or clean girl aesthetic? Oh, we got to go to my Pilates class to work on my core. But my core is not this core. And you're serving serve and we're on a date. Oh, no, my God, not us being on a date.
Oh,
and she
God.
Just like, it's the scripts are amazing. And all the comments are like, you know, I just realized like I just have to snap out of this world where every week there's a new trend, a new core, a new it's mm-hmm. giving this like. I do.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. She makes them a lot, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're she's really good at like speaking really fast.
And she's like every week there's a new aesthetic, a new core, a new this. And I'm just like, it must be fucking exhausting. Just it's fine. Just be yourself. Wear whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Take that in going into 2025. Nobody cares about you. Just do whatever the fuck you want. Life is short. Live it up. Be nice to other people.
Someone said, don't take this as a personal attack, Carly, but fuck Aura rings. No further comments.
Really?
I guess it's a nay for them.
Have you had a negative experience?
Not at all. I love my Aura ring. I think the only thing is
they
like,
don't annoy me, people who have them and people who get excited about them.
But you did
but
say
the
they
were idea of having an Aura ring would annoy me.
Does it Patricia have one?
It's a nay. It's a nay for me as a personal choice, but it is not a nay for me as a trend.
And what do you have against an Aura ring? Just curious.
What?
Like, what do you have against an Aura ring?
They're too big, too chunky.
Okay. Tacky, quote.
And the idea I have to sleep with, like, this, like, digital device on me?
Hi.
No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
See, I thought that too, but it's
if you made it
so
just
light.
As slim, if it looked just like my wedding ring, and it was this slim, and I could not tell that there was this thick digital
to be honest,
pulsing light
it
around
it feels
me.
Like that. It's not heavy. It's
I think
like
he's thinking of
light.
The way
it
looks, though. You're such a visual person.
But having it on my finger, I don't even like
just
feel it.
Just looks like,
just put it on. Put it on your pinky. Put it on your pinky.
I don't think it's like the way, I think it's the way it looks for him.
Yeah.
Like for him.
But I'm telling you, like sleeping with it isn't uncomfortable.
I don't want to, I feel like.
It'll get stuck.
It will get stuck. I don't know. I don't know. It's not for me.
That's
not
okay.
for me.
Do you sleep with your Apple Watch on?
No.
Oh, okay. I never did either, but.
I put nothing on. Also, when I sleep. I interlock my hands.
You do?
What? Yes, I do. I like
Wait, hold like, on. What?
You're just praying.
Wait,
in your
what
sleep?
Position
Why?
Are you in? Like on your back?
Like on my pillow, on my back. Because I don't know. It makes me feel like contained and like happy. I wouldn't say like I do it all the time, but I do it pretty often in my sleep.
Contained.
People
and happy.
Have taken photos of me like often, just interlocking my hands like that when I sleep.
That's a new one.
It's just like I don't know. I feel like my circuit's complete. Like of I don't
when
know,
you wake it, up in the morning, are they together?
Sometimes, maybe.
Do you do your toes too?
No, my mother can.
She could put her toes
together?
My mom together?
Can interlock her toes like that. It's a
queen.
Her weird talent. It's pretty impressive.
I want to see
Ask
that.
Her
maybe
next, time.
Next emo night, we could get her as one of the freaks.
Cindy King.
Hell
Someone
yeah.
Said digital cameras. They were big this year.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's fun to have like a different little...
A different
let's
look.
Just upload like pictures that look worse than our iPhones.
I think they look better.
But I agree.
I feel like the way they look are cooler sometimes.
Yeah.
And also it's like I feel like there's a whole generation of people using them, discovering them for the first time. And I just think about how fun they were for us back in the day. And like that gets me excited that people are excited about what we were excited about.
Yeah, it's cool that we have such good cameras like on our phones, but they're still excited about it.
Yeah.
I think they look better.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Well,
oh, we got to get that. Well, I guess you can. I think now it just.
Oh, like an SD card,
thing,
yeah.
But, like, yeah, you got to
get
an SD
fun.
Card. Everyone's like, can you send me the pics from last night? Well, hold on. I got to do all this.
Yeah,
it's
made
to develop.
It reminds
things...
me of, like, what we would do.
I guess
I don't
the
know,
photos.
I
don't know, but sometimes, like, you take it, and it's just the whole room is dark, and only one person's, like,
That's
lit
a fun
up.
Of
yeah,
it,
it's
though,
really cool.
Like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, maybe.
And I would argue, I do think the cameras are literally better. These tiny little fucking lenses versus like an actual lens is a better camera.
I prefer the way my G7X takes photos than my iPhone.
100%
G7X, yes, those take good photos. But people who are getting like the old vintage kind of like Canon power shots that are like 10.2 megapixel.
Blur.
Yeah, I guess.
A little blur.
And you can see how many blur. Ghosts are in the room. Just like,
yeah.
These all balls the orbs. Of dust. Yeah.
All the orbs. It's so funny. People say that like on my videos. I'm like, it's just dust. Like, it's not orbs.
Yeah, paranormal stuff. We can leave that
Yay.
Behind.
No. There's so, people sent in so many demure, like saying nay. Like yeah. Everyone hated that, it seems like.
Agree.
People just hate things that are too popular.
Send river filled with E. coli, nay.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Rife. He kind of had like a rise and fall this year, I
haven't
feel
thought
like.
Of that man.
I yeah. know, same. That's why he's an A. But I saw him on an interview. I guess he like wrote a book. He looks like even crazier.
Yeah, he like dyed his hair blonde and I'm his like, fillers look, all falling out of his face now.
Yeah, it's like,
he looks
ooh.
Odd.
Yeah,
he did look
hot?
A little puffy.
No, odd.
Yeah, very odd.
It was like, who is this guy?
Well, anything I see that's funny, it's just him doing crowd work. I'm like, where are the jokes? Like, where is the material that you have prepped?
Well, it's on Netflix.
I guess. Yeah, I should. But, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, it wasn't that good.
No.
What about the Hear Me Out cakes?
What's I don't know that? What that is.
Oh, you guys don't know what
oh,
that is?
Oh, Hear Me Out cakes. That is pretty fun. Where a group of friends
yeah,
will
on, like,
make a cake, and they will have
those.
Their own little, like, toothpick with a character or somebody from, like, pop culture.
Yeah.
And it's like a Hear Me Out.
So
it's
they're,
like
ugly.
So oh, it's like oh, the dad from Peppa Pig.
It's like just
hear
me
out.
Out.
I would do him.
Right,
kind of a
right,
thing.
Yeah.
I would put Milhouse. I'd put Clay Aiken. I'd put oh, just weird.
Oh, for me, oh, yeah, Annette Bening.
That's for Nosferatu.
Jane Fonda. I'm just thinking about all the older ladies I love.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Do oh, we, Allison Janney. I had a dream. I was with Allison Janney last night, and I cried in front of her, and I told her how much I loved. That one episode of The West Wing she was in. I mean, she's in all of them, but I just think I think about Allison Janney often.
Do we like, we listen and we don't judge?
Oh, I do like watching those.
I don't know. I don't think it's an opportunity like, for you to judge. Air out dirty laundry
yeah, I hate
in
that.
Front of your friend and think that it's like a bit. I think
when it's done
be...
right, it's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like it's too like long of a thing for me to
yes.
care about. It. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Get to the point.
This fun trend, did you hear, like, you know, it's the trend with, like, that weird little Muppet and people are telling the whole story. Like, there
oh,
was the girl with the
so...
olive oil
oh, those
hair.
Are funny.
That one was really funny. And then there were some funny ones. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I about to get into?
Did
I'm
you
sick
see
of
the
it.
One with the girl whose friend told her she had sepsis?
No.
Oh my God, I was cracking up last night. She sent, like, a picture of her. She'd been, like, really sick for a week and then sent a picture to her friend who was a nurse because she had, like, molted skin or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And her friend who was a nurse was like, you need to go to the ER right now. You have sepsis. Like, you are not well. So then, like, it's funny because it's, like, Beaker, right? It's like a Beaker-looking guy.
Yes, it's not Beaker, but it is
like, looks like him.
Yeah, like a weird Muppet.
And, yeah, so then, like, they call an ambulance. She's like, I'm just going to drive myself. She gets to the hospital. And, like, the way that she writes it, too, it's like, you think she has sepsis.
Oh, my.
And then, like, they were like, oh, no, like, you're literally fine.
Oh.
They were like, you're probably just cold.
Oh, you're talking about those, like, slides?
Yes.
Oh,
and there was one
yeah.
I saw about a girl who was on, like, a really, like, a three-day-long hike with her family and, like, her mom and stuff, and she really wanted to vape. And finally, they got to a spot, and she walked off to, like, a waterfall and was able to, like, charge her phone and then hit her vape. And then while she was hitting her vape, she tasted this really, like, weird, like, white glob. Like, it all went into her mouth, and she was like, what is this? And then she looks down into, like, the thing where she had her vape in, and it was, like, a three-month supply of, like, Xanax that had, like, melted into the vape. And she realized, like, the sun was setting. She's in the woods, and she has to, like, race through the woods to get back to camp, knowing she's on the verge of, like, passing out at any moment.
Overdosing.
Yes, it was just in
of being
the most
so
insane
chill.
Story. And I can't remember how it ended.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm liking those. They've just started hitting my
but,
feet.
I know, but
really
when you
funny.
Catch it, you're like,
sometimes like, it's, I have to, like, pause the music. And then
because
like,
it's like
oh,
a minute-long
yeah.
story. It's yeah. like, yeah.
They last
it
forever.
Sucks when they don't like pay off.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to see over a million likes yes. on it for me to like get the
yeah.
full swipe. I'm not doing like
over a million
100,000 like.
Yeah. Well, for me,
story.
I have like health stuff. So when they were like sepsis, I was like, ooh, let's see.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what they're talking about.
You have sepsis?
No, she's into health stuff. So when she saw health-related things, she was like, I want to look into this.
I wouldn't be sitting here right now if I did.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for being another loyal listener for another year.
Can't wait for our 2025, our new president.
Woo, woo! Woo!
That's why I'm wearing red,
Trump
baby.
Trump gang, rise up!
We're kidding. Obviously, if you didn't know that. Okay, love you guys. We'll see you next year.
I'm actually not. Bye.
Bye.